Let's just look back on radio as the way it was. Has it lost any influence? Is it going to be watered down in time? We have satellite radios now. Local radio stations could lose local influence, perhaps. Is this spawning anything with you as you would reflect on radio? You see it today in 2009 and the way it was back in the 60s.
My thinking on that subject is that today we live in a world of condensed communication and temporary appreciation. If you can't say something in 30 seconds, and I have to be careful now, if you can't say something in 30 seconds, you're not going to hold anybody's attention for much more than that. And we are bombarded with communication today. Where it has any kind of audience at all, radio was and still is a very personal medium. And it can be some crackpot talking to other crackpots. But there's still a relationship there. That's not the case anymore. It's all syndicated. We've turned it into a commodity. We've allowed it to proliferate to the place where there's such a great abundance of it that what have we got in Tulsa, Oklahoma today? 36 radio stations?
Now you can listen to radio stations on the internet, and you can probably get by quite nicely without listening to local radio.
From a selling standpoint, selling the medium, I hear more and more conversation about use of the websites, how they're coming in, and radio salespeople will sell the announcements on their air, but they also strongly advocate the use of the website.
And that's something you talked about in advertising at Tulsa University. Mm-hmm. Tell me what you would tell those people back in the late 80s.
Well, it just seemed to me like I was part of the all music stations were fading away, replaced by news talk stations, and the proliferation had begun. And when you go back and you read your history, every advance in the world of communication has been followed very shortly by a revolution, and that word I use advisedly, but it really was. When Gutenberg figured out he could put words on paper and publish them, it created a whole era, the Elizabethan era, and we had industrial revolution, we had changes in culture, we had changes in society, we had changes in the political world, tremendous, massive changes. Think what happened when the radio came into the picture and how radio affected people's lives. Now think again, when television came into the picture. There were other smaller things like back after the Civil War, the presence of Western Union. We don't think about that much in the field of communication, but it changed the time that it took to get a message to the frontier from 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks to a matter of minutes. Again, our society went through that great upheaval right after the Civil War. It had massive impacts because of the speed, the new speed. Now, what kind of a world are we living in today? And it's hard to grasp till somebody shows you a little tiny square box and they say, I can record 8 hours of you talking on this little bitty box. Yesterday, a former student of mine, we were having lunch together, held up a little black box. It wasn't any bigger than 4 inches long and maybe an inch and a half wide. She turned it around, turned it on, and she videotaped me sitting there looking at her and played it back for me. It's an amazing world in which we live.